You were born for such a time as this. I ask you to look at your world. In fact, I beseech you not to live in denial. Be courageous and face this moment in time consciously and with all the discernment and clarity within your power. With intellect, with heart, with spiritual intelligence, decipher the hour, the moment in evolutionary time that calls you to be a witness. Indeed, you are called, whether you are young or old. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, now, in this defining epoch of Earth's story and of the human story itself. You were born for such a time as this. I know that you must feel challenged, because we are all challenged. The air we breathe is challenged. The oceans are challenged. The great forests, the birds, the fish, the frogs, the butterflies, and thousands of species of Earth's great masterpiece of life are challenged in every way. Heroic efforts are being made everywhere to raise the alarm and bear witness to ecological destruction, disease, poverty, genocide, violent conflict, and hostile aggression. The scale of humanity's challenges can seem overwhelming. As I ask you not to live in denial, I also ask you not to become disillusioned, to throw your hands up in despair, or to become numbed. For we know that this is the time for an awakened consciousness, for alertness, for a heightened focus and clarity about the nature of our challenges. An awakened consciousness is fundamentally different than one which is distracted, anxiety-ridden, or preoccupied with blame. An awakened consciousness is radically open to transformation at all levels, from you, the individual, to the collective. It knows that zealous crusades are a part of the old way of doing business, along with converts, captured territories, and strategies for domination. We know that transformation is also more than mental formulas and good ideas. It touches something very deep, something so essential that it affects both heart and mind. Of course, there is no single type of transformation, no singular modality where one recipe works for all, nor is it linear sequential. Transformation may be preceded and followed by steadfast effort, the summoning of will, the continuity of practice, but it has its own mystery. It can bring a subtle shift which reveals an entirely new perspective, or it can bring a jolt or flash of insight which has the power to reorganize our lives, or it can provide the impetus for a great leap of faith. More than anything, transformation requires courage. The courage to face the truth that your own being has great depth. Yes, that within you, consciousness can flow from separate little islands of thought and conditioned response to a seemingly oceanic sense of receptivity, connectivity, and coherence. You live at a time when mystical and metaphysical sciences, based on thousands of years of experiential work, are in dialogue with contemporary secular scientific modalities. If you were looking for confirmation of depth, interconnectedness, expanded human capacities, the evidence is there. If you were looking for the evidence of the transformative power of love and forgiveness, gratefulness and altruism, the evidence is there. If you were looking at the role consciousness plays in healing, in physical, emotional, psychological, and social healing, the evidence is there. So if you have decided to face the stark reality of the world as it is in this moment, knowing fully that our ecosystem is threatened as never before in the history of this planet, that the very basis of international law and civility is being dangerously eroded, that fear, hatred, and disillusionment are on the rise everywhere, that humiliation is fueling bitter resentment and incendiary violence, that hypocrisy and half-truths hold on to the great levers of power, and that media conglomerates act as surrogate messengers for the maintenance of the status quo. But you were born for such a time as this. If you have the courage to face whatever it is you consider the most accurate reflection of the threat and peril Earth and all life now faces, then I believe you must also have the courage to face that in the midst of dissolution, dysfunctional hierarchies, dying powers, wars over beliefs and resources, in the midst of systemic breakdown and the collapse of unsustainable behaviors and worldviews, there is something stirring that offers hope, that offers the possibility of personal, social, and even global transformation. This stirring within consciousness itself heralds a clear understanding that once we see the damage being done to the whole, we can no longer aggressively pursue the limited self-interest of the parts. When the parts are at war with each other, then the whole suffers. This is true in the health of an individual, as it is in a family, as it is so for a society, and as we now see for the earth in its entirety. Holistic health inevitably addresses whole systems. An individual cannot truly be healthy in a sick society. We see a new breed of economists, psychologists, scientists, and spiritual activists who not only appreciate this truth, they have begun to embody it in a new science of healing, a new science of interdependence, in a movement that lays out the vision and practice of economic and ecological sustainability. We see that consciousness itself is an almost limitless resource of creativity and compassion. It is a movement that seeks to protect biodiversity and that honors human diversity and cultural plurality. We are not designed to be clones. Being itself expresses uniqueness, a uniqueness that seeks to fulfill its own particular destiny. This is the essence of the transformation that lies ahead. In honoring uniqueness and diversity in the context of interdependence, in revealing the profound resources of consciousness itself and its fundamentally relational and healing aspects, we have begun to glimpse as never before a world that works for all. Integral medicine, which combines the inner and the outer systems. Although in its early days, has far outpaced integral education. Yet we have begun to see that an educational system that starves the inner life of children, that fails to nurture emotional intelligence, that does not speak to the soul, simply will not serve us for the mighty task ahead. It takes courage to heal. It takes courage to speak on behalf of the whole. To be a voice, a full expression for the earth and for its diverse species. For all human life. For a consciousness that knows that peace is our inheritance and that our responsibility is to reveal our interdependence. It takes courage for science and spirituality to dialogue and illuminate new possibilities for humankind. It takes courage to reach towards the manifestation of a vision that transforms enemies into allies and disillusionment into hope. But you were born for such a time as this.